Big game yesterday. Here to talk about it is Frank Ragnow. Hello, Frank.
Yeah. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah.
This has to be as happy a Monday as you've had in a little while.
Yeah, it's a good Monday.
Yeah.
Victory Monday.
Victory Monday, baby.
The Lions are on a roll. You could argue that they're the hottest team in football if you go back over the course of the last 7 weeks. There's some teams that have won like five in a row, but I mean the way the Lions have reversed things, and the wins haven't been coming over. Also, Rans. I mean, teams like the Giants and the Vikings. These are teams with winning records. In the case of the Vikings, they were 10-2, and you didn't just beat them. You didn't eke it out with a last second field goal. You've been handling them pretty impressively. Talk about yesterday's game in particular. If that one held more significance because of what came before it and because it was a division opponent.
I think we're kind of at the point where each game is the most important game this season. That's kind of how it's how we've all treated it, how the coaches have kind of approached it. Starting with last week's game, it's kind of been playoffs for us. You know, you just got to keep winning one game at a time. And yesterday's game was just another example of that. And one thing that we really didn't want to happen, we didn't want them to win the division in our house, and we wanted to stand for that, and we're proud that we did that.
Yeah, and you also had a game to avenge from earlier in the season, which many argue you could have won and lost in a last-minute drive.
Yeah, 100%. We felt like earlier in the season, we let them back in on the four-minute drive there, so for us to be able to close it out and win outstandingly there was huge.
You started off pretty impressively with the first touchdown being the first catch that Jameson Williams ever made in his NFL career. He was so wide open that I think Jared Goff had to wait and say, hey, wait a minute, what am I missing here? And then by the time he threw it, he almost had to come back for the ball to get it. But he got the touchdown, his first catch in the NFL is a 41-yard touchdown, and then he ran around the entire stadium, I think, celebrating. Talk about that play and how happy you guys were for him.
I think that really, really speaks to Ben Johnson. It's not often in this league that you can find a player that open, that much space. It's just not really a thing that happens too often in this league. So for that to happen, credit goes to the coaches drawing up a play like that, and then Jared and Jameson making it happen.
Did you guys tease Jameson about that afterwards? Like, you know, okay, if you retire now, you've got like 1,000% statistic.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad way to go out. One for one, one tutty.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ben Johnson, by the way, has kind of taken the Lions' offense by storm. Your success is, as an offensive unit is being credited a lot to his imagination. And now, even though he's only been the offensive coordinator since this year, they're already talking about, well, we're probably not going to be able to hold on to him because somebody's going to offer him a head coaching job. How do you guys react to that?
Yeah, that's a bummer. I'd love for all the hype to go down and for him to be the offensive coordinator for as long as possible, because he's incredible, man. I can't speak enough about him. He's a genius schematically wise, but yet he's able to simplify it for the players so we can play fast and play confident. An incredible communicator. He's the man.
What does he do that's so different from other offensive coordinators?
I think, like what I just said, like he makes it so complicated for the defense, the way he schemes things up and disguises things, but yet he's able to communicate it and simplify it for us so that it's simple for the offense and super complicated for the defense, if that makes sense. Mm.
And this is first year calling plays, because Campbell called him last year, right? So basically he's hit the ground running with you guys, and it like he didn't miss a beat.
Yeah. We kind of knew he was bright right away when he was coaching the tight ends, when he was quality control when he first got here. He's always been a guy that's really impressed me.
Yeah.
Quality control. I always wonder what does that coach do? Like, clean up the room? I always wonder what the quality control coach does.
It's just a, basically an assistant coach. I don't really understand the title there.
He makes sure that whatever they do, it's quality.
It's quality.
Yeah.
So they're not buying the Costco potato chips. They're getting the name brand potato chips. That's quality control. By Ben Johnson. Meanwhile, we were talking before about Jared Goff, who just continues to improve, and I thought, I mean, he's had plenty of good games, but I thought yesterday was, like, for me, as someone who watches every Lions game, he kind of, like, put his stake in the ground in that game. It was a game that really mattered. It was a game that, that you know, was against a quality opponent. It was a game that they were going to challenge him on, and he was not just efficient. I mean, he didn't hit every pass that he threw, but he hit every pass that he needed to throw. And there was a stretch there. I don't know if people noticed this, but in the fourth quarter, when, you know, they were trying to come back, he hit 4 out of 5 third down passes. And they weren't 1 yard passes. They were 11 yard, 14 yards, you know. And he just kept converting the third downs with accurate throws. I mean, just right on the money kinds of throws. He ended up with 330 yards, 3 touchdowns. He hasn't had a pick in 5 games. Did that game to you, was it a significant, was it a milestone game in his sort of ascension to really being the man here in Detroit?
I think, the past few games, man, he's been dealing, and it's been cool to see. He's been throwing it, distributing it to everybody and making a lot of plays for us. And like you said, on those third down plays, they've been crucial, like converting big plays. It's not just like a 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3. These are big plays where we need someone to make a play, and he's been stepping up. He's been getting the ball out quick, which an offensive lineman loves, and he's been so confident in his demeanor. So I can't say enough about him, man. He's been really dealing.
He is. He's thrown to so many guys that I'm imagining you're now starting to get jealous that you have not caught a pass from him, because the last receiver he threw to yesterday was Penny Sewell, who's actually, I think, bigger than you, and he ran across in motion and got a pass and got a key first down.
Yeah, that was awesome. We were pretty. The rest of the offensive line was pretty pumped there. Penny executed that perfectly. It was, you love to see it.
Did you know that was coming? Because
He was declared eligible to play before.
What I'm saying, they ran the play before when he ran across, and then it was like a timeout, and they went to commercial break. So they're sitting there. I mean, did you know the second one was coming after the first one?
Obviously, game plan wise, we had talked about, like, we had a couple runs with the same motion and the kind of him blocking that guy on the end. So eventually we would set it up so that he would bluff and then go out to the flat like he did. So I didn't know if we were going to call it for sure, but we did. And, that speaks, again, to the genius of Ben Johnson, having the confidence of the players to draw something out like that up and then calling it on that in that situation is pretty dang cool.
Is inside every large offensive lineman a tight end or receiver just trying to break out?
100%. every offensive lineman wants to be the quarterback, the wide receiver, the running back. But, we're dealt the cards we're dealt, and we're dealing with it.
Yeah. Well, his cards were dealt okay. He got to be the receiver in the first down, and I don't know if he's going to start calling for more now.
You know? Let me line up out there.
Yeah.
You can't get the center a pass, though, can you?
Touches.
No,
I don't think so.
You could do that fumble Ruski play, though, that one where they drop the ball and the center picks it up and run. That's the only play I ever see centers get when they get to run the ball.
Ruski.
Yeah, I think it might be a long shot for me, unfortunately.
A center, is a center even allowed to be declared eligible?
No, I don't think so, because I'm in the middle and you have to have somebody covering me. So I don't think you can have a legal formation like that.
I don't think so either, unless somebody else ends up hiking it.
But we got to give Frank the ball.
Yeah, I got to figure out a way. Well, he could do the refrigerator Perry thing. You know, you just switch him out.
Yeah,
and he could be a running back. And just kind of plow in from 1 yard out. You think you could take it in from 1 yard out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
100%.
All right.
Yeah, like I didn't know the answer to that question. Okay. So now you have 4 games left. And, realistically, if you look at the standings, the comeback is incredible from 1-6 to 6-7. But if you don't win all 4, you know, a lot of weird things would have to happen to try to make the playoffs. Even winning all four doesn't guarantee you, but chances are decent if you win all four, you could actually be in the postseason. What kind of task is that to ask a team that's already won, you know, what is it,
five out of the last six,
to win four more straight? I mean, even the really great teams rarely win 9 out of 10 games in the NFL because it's just the nature of any given Sunday. How big a task is winning four straight games?
Yeah, it's definitely a tall task, but it's a task that I think we're up for. You know, we've gotten hot at the right time. We're hot in December, and our mindset has kind of been like I said earlier, each game is a playoff game, and we're treating each game like that, and then we'll see what happens on the end of it. But it's a task that I think we're all ready to tackle, and we're all excited to tackle.
You'll be three of the four will be on the road coming up here. That doesn't make it easier. But yesterday was a pretty good solid support indication of Detroit fandom. It was really, really loud in there and all game long.
Yeah, it was awesome, especially on some of those third downs for the defense. So cool. And then we get a sack and it just erupts. It is so awesome. Ford Field, when we're rolling like that, it is one of the best environments I've been around.
You got to put a primer out, though, because they like we're doing the wave when you're on offense. You know, that means that you haven't had a big game in a while. They got to be taught again. That's only on defense.
Why does anybody do the wave, period?
What else you doing, man? You're sitting there.
Come on.
You need
just
to do
give
something.
That dumb thing up. It was stupid when they invented it, and it's still stupid now. Just sit still and
Frank,
watch.
Are you on the field looking up at them? It's like, what are they doing?
I didn't even know, to be honest.
Better you shouldn't know. You don't want to know that they're doing the wave. Well, congratulations on this. It's great news for the Lions. It's fun to have a football team that's relevant in mid-December. Yes. and talking about, you know, games that matter. It's always been a great football town that's just been in search of a great football team. So as you guys continue to improve, I think you're going to find the love and support here even greater than you imagined it.
Yeah, it's been cool, and I just hope it keeps getting better and better.
Well, we'll be watching the Jets coming up here. I got to go in NYC and
you
take
already
one there.
Won once there this year. You can win a second one there too.
It's just a medal, and just another New York team.
Yeah, you were there
you
a couple
beat.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, no problem. Frank, thank you for coming on with us, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Frank Ragnow, every Monday here on 760 WJR.